The North Carolina Sexual Assault Tracking System launches Monday. It allows victims of sexual assaults who get a forensic exam to track where their evidence is and if it's been tested. Idaho, Arkansas, and a few other states have similar systems. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
It's been somewhat of a mystery for sexual assault survivors to find out what happened to their evidence kits. This shoebox-sized kit full of DNA evidence can take hours to collect and can be vital to identifying a perpetrator in some cases. The Attorney General found earlier this year that there were more than 15,000 untested kits sitting on shelves in local law enforcement agencies across the state. Going forward, victims will be able to go to a website to see in real time where their kit is and if it's been tested.
STEMS will provide transparency to you by providing a real-time access to the location and status of your kit within the system website. In addition, the website will have important resources to assist you, the survivor of a sexual assault.
The Attorney General's office posted this video on YouTube to explain how STEMS, that Sexual Assault Kit Tracking Inventory Management System, is supposed to work. A survivor will get a serial number that matches one on the kit when he or she gets the evidence collected. And after that, they can go onto this website, plug in the serial number, and see the status and location of the kit.
And you're going to see a pictorial representation of the kit as it's created, as it moves into the medical center. Once it's been collected, it'll move to the law enforcement agency with jurisdiction. The jurisdiction will then transfer it to the laboratory for analysis.
One limitation, kits will not be trackable if they're collected out of state or sent to an out-of-state police agency. As part of the new law that created the tracking system, a group of government officials and advocates will recommend testing protocols and a way to prioritize the testing of the 15,000 untested kits identified in the AG's report. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.